We had heard for a fair part of this year there'd been concern in Nauru about uncontrolled removal of asbestos material from roofs and from the cladding, the walls of buildings in Nauru. And we had been planning to do some kind of training to build up awareness raising and to start to encourage Nauru to move towards a regulatory management system for asbestos in Nauru. The baseline study conducted under the PacWest project shows that that there is an immense amount of asbestos in Nauru. Now, what happened actually was during the recent SPREP meeting in Niue, we had a conversation with the Nauru government representatives there, and they invited us to prepare a training package and to come to Nauru.
There has been concern, as you said, in Nauru about the asbestos being removed from households. It's part of a government project that's removing a lot of asbestos materials from houses. And there was some evidence that contractors weren't meeting international safety standards. How does your training fit in with this?
Yeah, no, that's correct. I think there was very poor awareness and then a complete lack of a regulatory framework. What the training did was basically three parts. The first part was to bring together all of the contractors who've been involved and who will continue to be involved in removal works, and to actually take them through what's required in having a proper asbestos management plan, what's PPE, this personal protective equipment's required, how you safeguard yourself and the public, and what you do from both planning to do the job in the beginning right to the point of storage and disposal. So that was the part that was done to get awareness with the actual companies involved in the building works. The second part was to actually start to train up individuals, government individuals, as quasi-regulators. And I say quasi because there's no legislation at the moment in place in Nauru that regulates asbestos. But the training was done to show them what you would do as a regulator. And what they're requiring is they'll require each contract for building works to actually have in it an asbestos management plan with a contract requirement to do things in accordance with best practice. So it does give them power via the contract itself. The third element was to assist the Nauru government in preparing a cabinet minute to actually move towards a formal asbestos management system in Nauru, which is great news. And that's actually a first. There's no one in the Pacific, to my knowledge, who have done such a thing. So, you know, Nauru deserves a kudos in relation to being the first on this.